Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has avoided a presidential runoff, capturing more than half the votes in Sunday's national election. Mr. Erdogan, who now extends his 15 years in office by another 5 years, said the people have given his Justice and Development Party and its allies a great responsibility. His main rival, the Republican People's Party's Muharrem İnce, was a distant second at 31%. This gives the Turkish leader new executive powers following last year's constitutional referendum. Critics say those powers will erode Turkey's democracy. An unexpectedly strong showing for his nationalist partner, the MHP, could give Mr. Erdogan a stable parliamentary majority. Meanwhile, the pro-Kurdish People's Democratic Party, or HDP, received 11% of the vote, above the threshold needed to be seated in parliament. This election was held under a state of emergency that has been repeatedly renewed following the 2016 failed coup that critics say Mr. Erdogan has used to stifle dissent. The opposition has not yet conceded the election. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari Sunday called for calm and vowed to bring those responsible to justice after nearly 90 people were killed in an attack Saturday by suspected nomadic herders targeting farming communities in Central Plateau State. These clashes are over a land resources issue that has left thousands dead in recent decades and threatened to inflame ethnic and religious tensions ahead of next year's election. President Donald Trump tweeted Sunday that illegal immigrants must not be allowed to invade the U.S. and said they should immediately be returned from where they came from with no legal process. Meanwhile, in Brussels, 16 of 28 European Union countries met Sunday on illegal immigration. Those talks were described as frank and open. Several countries, led by Italy and France, endorsed the idea of setting up centers in Africa to screen potential asylum seekers for eligibility. At least 30 people, including 9 policemen, have been arrested following Saturday's grenade blast at a rally in Ethiopia's capital Addis Ababa that killed 2 and wounded dozens during a rally attended by Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed. There is no information yet on what might or who might have been responsible. As Turkish forces backed by airstrikes push south against rebels in Daraa province, President Bashar al-Assad told Russian state-run NTV television the country's north will also be regained by force if necessary. Mr. Assad again denied possessing chemical weapons. It appears the latest Syrian offensive is aimed at reaching a main border crossing point with Jordan. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the airstrikes killed at least 5 people and damaged 2 hospitals on Sunday. Saudi women began driving Sunday, part of a new era that ends the long-standing promise of having to be driven by a male chauffeur. One of those drivers, Sama El Kusebi, called it a historic day and thanked the government. The move is expected to boost women's employment and give the Saudi economy a boost of tens of billions of dollars by the year 2030. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis is en route to Asia and his first trip to China amid trade and security tensions and hopes following the historic U.S.-North Korea talks held in Singapore. During a refueling stop in the state of Alaska, Mattis told reporters he wants to take the measure of China's strategic ambitions in the disputed South China Sea. Tensions are also high because of the issue of Taiwan and trade. During his 4-day trip, Mattis will visit Japan and South Korea as well. In World Cup action Sunday, Japan and Senegal played to a 2-2 draw to keep alive both teams' hopes of making the final 16-team qualification. Later on Sunday, Colombia defeated Poland 3-0. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.